When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. One last thing for now on Pitt Hoops. The new net rankings are out after the shellacking last night. It's not all bad. Not all bad. They go from 5th to 12th, which, yeah, if you're in the top 20, Pitt, in the net rankings going into the ACC schedule, I mean, even top 25 net rankings, you're in a good spot. Because who knows how the ACC is going to be viewed, honestly, by the selection committee. Last year, they got no respect, Rodney Dangerfield. And this year, I don't think the SEC challenge is going to help. But to be 12th in the net after a loss like that, I would take that as a good sign for Pitt.
Yeah, I mean, I think early season basketball anymore is, it's kind of a crapshoot.
Yes.
Right? It's you just don't know if teams are coming together. You look at West Virginia, you know, I think they're coming together.
Agreed.
But, you know, they were, that was a 32-point loss to Pitt, or it ended up being better than that, but it was 32 at one point in the game. So, you know, when it goes good, it goes real good, and when it goes bad, you're still trying to find each other.
Oh.
You have a lot of transfers, a lot of new pieces.
Did you just say Rodney Dangerfield?
Yeah.
No respect, Rodney Dangerfield.
No respect, yeah.
What is that from?
I don't know, but I've heard it said.
I think it was from a movie made in Roanoke, North Carolina.
Oh, bite me.
But agreed. I think this has been by far the best non-conference stretch for Pitt under Jeff Capel.
Absolutely.
And last night, notwithstanding, that was a difficult loss, but it won't define their season. Ultimately, their response to it will be the most important thing.
Totally agree. All right, now on to the Stillers. And you can text us, 412-928-9370, brought to you by Eggersteiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. If we all agree that the Steelers are AFC contenders, do we? First of all, is there consensus,
yes,
among the three? I would say yes.
Yes.
What's their biggest roadblock to winning the AFC? Damn it. I'm all frazzled by Roanoke's, man.
The championship game?
Yes. Like, is it a flaw that they have? Is it just the level of competition? Is it the path to get there? If there's one thing that worries you most about the Steelers being the AFC champions, what's the thing you think stands in their way the most?
Fate of other teams. I know that sounds crazy, but honestly, fate of the Buffalo Bills. I mean, you figure the Buffalo Bills, I mean, are they due? Right? I mean, every single year, it's like the Bills, Josh Allen, the fate of them. And also the fate of just Patrick Mahomes. And I feel like the team that knocks them off is going to win the Super Bowl. Like, I know that I feel like the Lions are going to make it to the Super Bowl, but they're not going to win it, because the team that ends up beating the Kansas City Chiefs and knocking them off their path whenever they play the best football, brand of football, every single year in the playoffs is the team that's going to win the Super Bowl. So I think, honestly, like, fate, and it could be fate for the Steelers, though. I mean, look at this season. I mean, you watch Hard Knocks and you just get a different feel. I had a different feel watching Hard Knocks about the Steelers. I'm like, you know, with Russell Wilson, $1.2 million, and, you know, he's getting paid from Denver, but it was bad in Denver. And then you have Justin Fields, who was given up on. And, you know, a lot of guys have a chip on their shoulder on that football team. Cam Hayward is, you know, is older, and everybody's like, oh, why sign Cam Hayward to an extension? He's old. He has a chip on his shoulder. Najee, his, you know, decline in his fifth year. A lot of guys, it just feels like the fate that might rule everything at the end of the day. I don't have a detailed answer for you. I just think that who's ever going to be playing the best football, really? And it's going to be between those three teams, in my opinion.
I have a very simple
Bills
answer.
And Steelers.
Very simple answer. Two names. Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's radio, Pat. Got to talk a little longer.
I know you do, but like, let's just be very candid here.
Well, I went the long way to get to that.
Well, I mean, I made the dumb move of tweeting that Saquon's the MVP of the league right now. I still actually believe that.
I believe that.
But, and then Josh Allen threw a touchdown, caught a touchdown, and ran for a touchdown in the same ball game. Like, I don't know who's going up there and winning in Buffalo. You talk about a fan base that is, like, starving. And it has a quarterback that does everything.
Who's starving more, the Bills or the Steelers fan base?
Oh, the Bills. Got to be.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, but think about it.
Are you kidding me?
But think about it, because you've already had a taste of that good dinner a bunch of times. The Bills haven't ever, don't know what the final entree is.
You know what? It's like flowers for Algernon.
Yeah, but they've got a generational quarterback now that they can just smell it. Smell it.
Well, what's Russ?
This guy's homegrown. This guy's the best player in the NFL right now, probably. Josh Allen.
But I think the Steelers are better top to bottom, though, than Buffalo.
Bills' defense is top 10 in the league.
Yeah, it's good defense. It's good defense.
Top 10 in the league. I mean, they're...
What if they were in Pittsburgh?
There are two things that concern me.
Okay.
It's not going to be in Pittsburgh.
Could be.
They can't lose to the Browns.
I know. That's what makes the Browns game so important. That's what makes the first one flubbing it so painful.
I would say you're back on being upset. I got it. It worked. I would say this. Outside of the other quarterbacks, the biggest roadblock to me is the Steelers' offensive line. Because I think if Kansas City came, we're going to find out a lot against Philly and Kansas City about where this offensive line is. Because the pass rush for Baltimore ravaged the Eagles and is not very good. Comparatively speaking, ravaging the Steelers, rather, is not very good compared to Philly and compared to Kansas City. And Buffalo's not too shabby either. And that concerns me if you have to throw with them.
They've been getting better, though, the Steelers. I mean,
I agree with that.
Yeah, they have. But small, but.
They got better against Cincinnati. They were terrible against Cleveland. They were terrible against Baltimore.
I thought they turned it around a little bit in the second half against Cleveland. Made some adjustments.
How many sacks did Myles Garrett have?
Three, but they were in the first half. And maybe that's
how many sacks of the week did he have, like, the three games before that?
Myles?
Like zero.
Yeah. Well, he gets up for the Steelers. It's his Super Bowl.
Okay.
He's a different animal against the Steelers.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the Steelers are a contender. I absolutely do. I think they're the biggest things that worry me are those two quarterbacks being, I mean, I respect your opinion, Doran, but Russell Wilson isn't in their altitude as a quarterback.
Mm-mm. I don't think
he's not in Patrick Mahomes' category.
He's playing better than Mahomes right now.
Okay, I'm talking about if you had to stack quarterbacks.
Yes,
all time,
you're taking Mahomes.
Oh my goodness gracious!
I think I'm taking Mahomes over every single quarterback who's ever breathed there.
Now Josh Allen, okay, career wise, but right now,
you got to take Allen over. Russ, but I don't think...
Listen, the Steelers are in a better position to compete for an AFC championship than they probably have been since 2015 or 16.
Sure.
So I'm not down on them.
No, that's okay.
But you're going against thoroughbreds. Like, you're going to play against thoroughbreds that are in their prime.
Russ is playing like it's his prime, though.
Okay.
And has won.
But you guys wanted to put Justin Fields in more 2 weeks ago.
No, I didn't.
Whoa, things changed.
I said that they might. I think that it may be appropriate at times.
Okay. I agree. Russ gives him the best chance to win. He's playing at a high level. Played at a high level last week. Let me say that. We're fooling each other if we don't think that they're up against it going against Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen.
They are, but I feel like the gap isn't as big as we think it is. Between the three quarterbacks and Russ being the third.
I would rather play Kansas City than Buffalo now, though.
Oh, agreed.
Yeah, I think they're a much better team. And I'm not going to do the thing where I'm going to knock Kansas City, but like, you do feel like they're asking for it at some point. I also think,
did New England for 25 years.
Right. I think you're both right. I mean, I don't know that the biggest thing that could hold them back is on their team, although if I were going to pick something, I would say the offensive line. And maybe at times the secondary. You could have to play Lamar Jackson, then Josh Allen, then Patrick Mahomes. Or it could be Lamar, Mahomes, and Allen. It does not get tougher than that. And to think that they would beat those three teams in succession, That's a really tough. It's a really tough ask. But I think Russ is playing good enough football.
Agreed.
That they got a shot against all of them. But it's the question is, can you win the AFC? Yeah, sure they can. But you got to do. Russ has to outduel those guys, one after the other after the other. Woo-hoo! That'd be a historic run.
All the more reason that it is so critical to buy yourself, to give yourself the best opportunity. Like, you can't mess around these next 5 games. You can't. Like, you gotta get every home game you can get. You have to.
Yes.
And because I definitely like their chances against Lamar Jackson at home versus Baltimore. I love it. I think the Bills in Kansas City are likely to have home field. So, I mean, it's one of those two is going to have home field throughout. So it's you're going to beat one of them at their home.
Boy, they screwed the pooch so bad by losing to Cleveland the first time.
Yeah. Wow. It goes back to that original take you had.
Mm-hmm. They really did. That's why I thought it was ridiculous that some people would give them a pass. There's no pass.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things,
you beat bad teams.
Like, ultimately, does it affect your, like, again, through the prism of winning a playoff game, you're right. The Cleveland game doesn't kill you. But through the prism of competing for an AFC championship, it crushes you.
Yes, it does not change the way I feel about the football team in a vacuum. The Steelers are a very good football team, and I believe that that was an aberration. But where it kills you legitimately is math and seeding. And it was a winnable game. It was right there, and you blew it with your start, and you blew it with your finish. And that just drives you nuts. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. So that's the external. Go ahead.
Can I say one more thing?
Of course you can.
You know what else concerns me? And I will bring this up because I think this defense is elite. Last two times quarterbacks have had the ball at the end of the game to go beat them, they've done it. Jameis Winston did it. Who else did it? Dak?
Dak did it. And really, when you think about it, Lamar drove the field, scored a touchdown, and failed on the two-point conversion. Burrow.
Close.
I don't know that I have a lot of faith if Justin Fields doesn't get that first down.
Possession before. Mm-hmm. It's close towards the end of the game.
Yeah, sure.
Keep him in it.
Yeah, I would have a sinking feeling in my stomach in a one-score game if Josh Allen or I would have if they had the 85 Bears defense out there against Burrow or Allen. But, like, that's the kind of, you call it destiny? That's the kind of gravity that those guys have.
Defying gravity. My daughter's been singing out like crazy. You seen Wicked?
No.
Seeing it tomorrow.
Are you?
Fella.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
With Rochelle, little date night?
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Strapping. Yeah. No, you will not fall asleep. It is beautiful. Beautiful.
You've seen it?
I haven't seen. I saw the play.
It's different than the movie.
Oh, you want to see the movie?
Yeah, the movie. Yeah. Yeah. I want to see the play, though, too.
Yeah. We're going to go. We've talked about this.
Right. You watched 13-9 yet?
Coming up next.
Yeah.
We've talked about the external reasons why the Steelers would not win the AFC. And those reasons include the Chiefs and the Bills. Pretty good. How about the internal reasons? Concerns on the team.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have an owl coming into the studio in the next segment. Bostic's with us until 10 o'clock. Our high-profile guest today, however, is a snowy owl by the name of Apollo.
Apollo.
Apollo. That's right. Last time we had a bird in here, it was a penguin, and it pooped on the desk.
Yes.
Yeah. Many penguins' power play jokes were made, but it was gross.
Mm-hmm.
And did we tell Starkey about that or not tell Starkey about that?
Probably not.
Come in a hazmat suit.
Seriously.
Yeah.
He's not going to want to come in here after the owl comes in here. I've also heard this about owls, real quick, before we get back into the Steelers talk, that owls are like, they're crows, they're scavengers, but with a good PR agent. Like, they're dumb birds. But people think, oh, you're in a wise old owl. Really, they're not that smart.
Are they afflicted by any venereal diseases or?
You know what? I do need to pick up a cause for owls. Perhaps we just need to get their brains a little bit bigger. I mean, they're always asking, like, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? Like, figure it out, dumbass. Jeez. We're going to ask the owl Tootsie Pop questions coming up in about 10 minutes.
In many cultures, owls are considered a death omen.
Oh, son of a...
And we're just welcoming one into the studio.
Yep.
They death can't omen. Be clean. Even a clean owl is not clean, right?
I mean, this one probably is. They take care of it.
They do at the aviary. We love the aviary. I almost got married at the aviary.
Why?
Because it's nice, and there's birds, and there's trees, and it was cheaper than Phipps Conservatory.
Mm.
So
birds, and there's trees.
Yeah.
It's nice.
What's not to like?
I'm just asking.
It smelled like bird is why we chose to go with a different place. But it's a great venue for a wedding, yeah. Anyhow, if the Steelers fall short of being AFC champions, we've said, well, you got to go through Mahomes, you got to go through Allen, and hey, Lamar Jackson's pretty good. He's won 2 MVPs. But what concerns you most about the team, the Steelers? Is it offensive line? Is it secondary? Lack of a number two wide receiver? Because that one's waning on me. I'm not too worried about that one anymore.
Well, Pat said the offensive line, so I guess the playmakers on offense a little bit. Just a little bit, but I like the way that they've been rolling their offense out there and using everybody for the production. If I had to say one thing, though, what would it be? Maybe the corners. maybe the corners, but they did a decent job this past weekend, and that's as best as you're probably going to get all year is T. Higgins and Jamar Chase.
That's true.
And even with Joey Porter Jr. having five penalties, like, they did a decent job. So, I don't know. I maybe just getting in their own way of, you know, not trusting what they are actually good at and getting away from that and trying to get too cute at times. Maybe that they feel like that they have to play Justin Fields a little bit more in certain situations, and it backfires. It almost backfired against the Ravens. So, I don't know, maybe get too cute.
Arguably did against the Browns. Last play of the game, offensively, you throw up a deep ball to Pickens, and you can make the argument that it should have been Russ throwing that ball. I kind of want to see them, I want to see them put up an offensive performance similar to the one they put up against Cincinnati against a good defense. Like, they put up 28 points, that was necessary against Washington, that was good. I don't think they're an elite defense. Cincinnati's defense is horrendous. Baltimore's defense, they've turned it around a little bit. They couldn't score a touchdown. Cleveland's defense, which has good players and a very good coordinator, although they hadn't played all that well all season, didn't move it or didn't score against them all that much. Can they score points against Cleveland this time around? Can they score points against a Philadelphia? That's a question I have. I think the answer is yes. I have faith in Russ, but I need to see it. What's the best defense they've scored a lot of points against this year? I mean, they haven't played a murderer's row of defenses. I mean, the Jets got good players, and they scored a lot in that game. You know, Giants have DeMarcus Lawrence, or they did.
What was the score of the Chargers?
Or the big fat, what the hell's the fat guy's name?
Low scoring.
Low scoring.
I for me,
Dexter Lawrence.
For me, Roanoke Lawrence. it goes, the three concerns I have are offensive line. And they give up four sacks in each of the two prior games before Cincinnati. The secondary, although when you look at Buffalo and Kansas City, there isn't one player that I would say is Jamar Chase or T. Higgins. Now, DeAndre Hopkins is good. Xavier Worthy's good. Kelsey's legit. Buffalo's got a cast, very similar to like a New England had. But the biggest thing for me is still red zone offense. That to me is still the biggest concern. Red zone touchdown percentage, the Steelers are 29th in the league, 45%. Buffalo is at 66%. Baltimore is at 75%. Touchdown percentage in the red zone in 2024. They were 50% against Cincinnati. Now, they had some bigger play touchdowns. You have got to finish drives.
You do.
And I'm not ready to say they have it solved because of Cincinnati. I like the game plan. I like the execution. That's what it should look like. That's what they can look like. But I'm not ready to say, like, we found the remedy.
Yeah. I think that's a better way of saying what I said, which doesn't bode well for me because I do a show every day and you only do one once a week.
Twice.
Good point by you.
Uh-huh.
Twice. I will say against Cincinnati, they get an over in the red zone when they go down there and kick the field goal at the end of the first half. They could have managed the clock better.
Yep. Oh, no question.
Definitely could have managed the clock better. And then when they get down to the 11, and then Pickens takes the penalty that takes them out of the red zone, but then ultimately counts as them not getting points in the red zone. So I think it was a little misleading in Cincinnati. On the whole, yeah, definitely. They've had red zone issues this year. All right, we're going to go around the NFL coming up at 8:50. Actually, let's go around college football. We need Pat's thoughts on college football playoff ranking. So we'll do that at 8:50. More on the Steelers coming up at 9. We talk to a bird coming up next. All right, we got an owl in the studio. Apollo.
Mm-hmm.
Apollo is his name. And we also have Kathy, the director of animal programs and experiences at the National Aviary. All right, tell us a little bit about Apollo. And I should direct everyone to the YouTube page or 937thefan.com. You can watch the live stream because this owl is cute, but will it hurt me?
So this is a northern white-faced owl. And if you're watching on the Facebook page, you can see that he is a little guy. But this is full size for this species. There are even owls out in the world that are smaller than him. So they come in a wide variety of ranges. And Apollo is a great ambassador owl. He was raised around humans. He's used to going to different places and schools and meeting new people and just likes to look around and take it all in.
He is cute.
He is real cute. How far can he turn his head around?
Owls can turn their heads 3/4 of the way around. So in each direction. It's really amazing, and they do that because their eyes are so large in their skulls that they don't have room for muscles. So since they can't turn their eyes, they move their heads.
How old is he?
He's only a year old. Wow. So he's a young owl.
How long do they live generally?
So in the wild, they're going to live to be around 12 to 15. But under human care, they have been able to live up to 30 years.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yep. Wow. I mean, at the National Aviary, it's like living at a resort. You get all-you-can-eat buffet. You know, your house is like perfectly set up for you. And you get free health care. So it's kind of the best of all worlds.
We should send Crowley there.
My wife would love that.
Where in the world might you find northern white-faced owls?
So they're found in sub-Saharan Africa, in kind of the middle of Africa. And then you have southern white-faced owls that live in the south, southern part of Africa.
My wife just texted in saying that my daughter is watching on the web stream right now, and she said, "We love the owl. Why did it replace Doran?" That's because free health care.
Yes.
A company's got to pay for your health care, Doran.
Yes.
That's the deal here. So, season's greeting Saturdays. Tell us about those at the National Aviary.
Yes. We have such amazing holiday happenings that are presented by Baird Private Wealth Management, Fleming Rogers Group. And including in those holiday happenings is Season's Greeting Saturdays. You get such a unique thing at the aviary. When you come down and do these experiences, you get your picture with, you can take your picture with Santa and a penguin. I mean, nowhere else can you do that. And we have take-home crafts, we have story times, and you get to see all of our immersive habitats and spend time in the warmth with our feathered friends. So it's a lot of fun.
What's our little guy Apollo eat over there, by the way?
So he's going to eat large insects and small rodents.
That guy's eating a rodent?
Mm. A small rodent, like little mice, yes.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's owls are nature's rodent control. They're flying around at night helping to keep the rodent population in check, which helps stop the spread of disease that could happen from rodents. So they're very important to the ecosystem.
Are they like naturally smart, or can they learn things? Like can he learn something this year and adapt it to next year, move it to next year maybe?
What I love about owls are they form habits and they're very habitual. So once they learn it, they do it really well. But it might take some time for them to learn it and to form a habit. But when they have it, they're golden.
Mm. You got any owl questions, Callis? Anything you've always been wanting to know about owls?
No, I don't think
that's
so.
That's a no. I heard an owl in my backyard like 6 weeks ago. How common, I mean, not this kind, right? But
right.
How common are owls just around here?
Oh, they're very common. We have eastern screech owls, which are similar size to Apollo. And that's a very popular owl to have in our backyards. They nest in tree cavities. We have barred owls, great horned owls, sometimes saw-whet owls. So there's a variety of different owl species that are around us.
Well, Kathy, thank you so much for sharing Apollo with us. And Season's Greeting Saturdays at the National Aviary. How long will that be going on for?
That is up until the Saturday before Christmas.
Okay. Very cool.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much. Hey, very
Apollo.
Nice to meet you.
Yes. Thank
nice
you for having us.
Nice to meet you,
us.
Apollo.
Are we allowed to touch Apollo?
No.
No.
Okay.
Actually, you are.
Can we get it near Pat
You can
Boss
take your picture
there?
With Apollo.
I would
no,
love to take
I was
my
just
picture.
Searching unique owl traits, and their eyes can't move?
Oh, my gosh. Owls have such great, amazing adaptations. Their eyes, right, can't move and because they're so large in their sockets. But because they're so large, they're able to see at night, and they're able to see great distances. And again, to be able to do that head turn 300 or 275 degrees, they have twice the amount of vertebrae in their necks that we do. So we have 7 and they have 14. They also have really soft feathers and fringe tips on the edge of their feathers that help them help muffle the sound when they fly. So they fly silently.
Oh.
And then they have those talons on their feet.
Yeah.
So when owls hunt, they
great hunters.
Yes. 95% accuracy. They're very good at what they do.
Like yeah. me at the free throw line, Doran.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I ask Apollo one more question?
Absolutely.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
Oh, I don't know if we'll ever know that.
Bang.
With their hunting skills, probably not many.
Don't need the lollipop. Kathy, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
You're
and
welcome.
Apollo, you've been a good sport. When we come back, we're looking at the college football playoff rankings because I think they might annoy Pat. I haven't asked him yet.
Uh-uh.
I'm just guessing. I'm just guessing they annoy Pat. That's next. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. That music means we're going around college football brought to you by Champ Tires, Pittsburgh's trusted tire source since 2009. Real quick, I didn't want to make too many owl jokes because I was afraid I would offend Kathy. Kathy's very passionate about owls. from the National Aviary. And Bostic, you looked like you were a little freaked out. You asked great questions, though.
Yeah, I haven't done a radio segment with an owl before, so I was a little bit perturbed.
Mm-hmm.
I think you warmed up to the owl by the end.
I did. It was looking at me.
Every time it looked at me, it went, huh?
Yeah, it's like
because it looks at you real quick because his head goes
tractor beam.
That's right.
Right in.
He would stick his neck up too. He'd be like, "Wait, what's going on here?"
Hey, little peacock.
I wish that you know.
You doing a Jameis Winston? Is that what you're doing here, Jameis Winston? All right, college football playoff bracket. Texas, SMU, Oregon, Boise State getting the byes right now. Indiana v. Georgia, 10-7. Alabama, Notre Dame, 11-6. Ohio State, despite peeing down their legs against Tennessee, the 8-9. Right now, at least, Arizona State, the 12. Penn State, the 5. Arizona State could get booted if Iowa State beats them in the Big 12 championship. Penn State could move up if they defeat Oregon, and they would not be playing on campus. Anything bother you, Mr. Bostic? Because we talked about this the other day. Miami gets left out.
You got to take care of business, though, if you're Miami. I don't have a lot of sympathy for them, quite frankly, and I'm an ACC guy, obviously. Bama at 9-3, like, they don't do anything for me. South Carolina does more for me than Bama.
Agreed.
I can't really quibble with anything else. I mean,
it's tough for me too, Pat, in a 12-game playoff to really have that much sympathy for anybody that gets left out. Like, if you're Miami, beat Syracuse. If Alabama,
Georgia Tech.
If Alabama had got left out and they bitched, because they would, we'll beat Vanderbilt. Don't lose by darn near 20 to Oklahoma. Like, all these teams have bad losses on their resume. Notre Dame is at 6. They lost to a MAC school.
Mm-hmm.
So all these teams have blemishes. You have a much more legitimate national championship here than you've ever had before in the history of the sport. It's never going to be perfect, but the question is it better than what they had? Than the 14, than the BCS, than the AP voters? Yeah, it's better. It's definitely better.
I think that the biggest gripe right now, if I'm Shane Beamer at South Carolina, they're the one that they've won, what, 5 or 6 in a row.
Yep.
They've beaten 3 ranked teams. They beat, you know, obviously Clemson in a rivalry game on the road.
And Clemson could ultimately be the ACC champion in the playoff. So that win would then carry more weight.
Right. What's interesting to me is, while I don't have on its face, I don't have problems with the rankings, you could have, I think I saw the Texas Tech coach saying this in his press conference, Oregon's going to win let's say they win the Big Ten. A Pac-12 team wins the Big Ten. Texas wins the SEC. A Big 12 team wins the SEC. SMU wins the ACC. An American team wins the ACC.
Wow. Arizona State wins the Big 12.
Yeah, a Pac-12 team wins the Big 12.
Wow.
Think about that. So all this talk about the Big 10 and the SEC and the ACC, the Pac-12 is like ruling college football.
That's nuts. And that's as good of an argument for the conference bias BS that I've heard.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, the ACC is so great. All right, why does SMU walk in year one and win?
Yeah. I mean, Clemson's got to obviously destroy that narrative, and
yep.
Penn State's got an opportunity against Oregon. Obviously, Texas, you know, is playing Georgia. Georgia's ruled supreme for the past couple years. I mean, but right now, you've got as much parity in college football as you've had in a long time. It just so happens that the parity's been centralized, but the teams in their previous life, which is very recent, were not in the conferences they're representing now. So I get what the SEC is saying. I get what Lane Kiffin's saying about strength of schedule, but then why is Texas coming in and, you know, just running roughshod through the SEC
2 years in a row?
Do you think that we got up close and personal look? Do you think SMU's a sleeper in these playoffs?
I do. I do. I think they've got a lot of team speed. And I think they can score fast, and I think defensively they've got a bunch of SEC guys. I mean, I remember looking at that depth chart. I still have it in my office. Like,
did you frame it?
No, it's just a bunch of dudes. Like, it's like
what, 33 transfers, I think?
36 in the 2 deep.
Yeah.
Dang.
So, and they raised $150 million in 2 days to get in the ACC. Like, they're back. The Pony Express is back.
There is as impressive of a football team I've seen in years.
Watch out. Close. Like, they've got dudes.
They're going to beat Clemson, right?
I would think.
Yes.
Yeah. If Penn State beats Oregon, I think they have a legitimate shot at being the number one overall team.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to beat Oregon. You do wonder how much it matters. I mean, you would think conference championship pride, right? Penn State, you're going to value winning the Big Ten. For them, I know it matters. Oregon, first year Big Ten, you would think it matters. But they've blasted their way through the entire season. They're the lone undefeated team in college football. I mean, I'm not suggesting that you rest guys. I would hate to see that, actually. But are you giving it your all? I don't know. What, to get a bye?
Yeah, like SMU right now is ranked 8th. If they lose to Clemson, I mean, is there a chance they're on the outside looking in?
Oh, I don't think, based on what
But why are they ranked 8th behind Tennessee and Ohio State, both of which have 2 losses?
Mm-hmm.
SMU's lone loss is to BYU, which is ranked 18th in the playoff. Like, I saw it on Twitter. I didn't give it much credence, but, like, if you're SMU, would you just, like, forfeit? Or, like, opt out of the ACC championship game? Like, because if you lose, if you go play and lose, you lose by 3 on a field goal, and you're out. Like, what good did that game do you?
I don't think they're going to kick out teams that are in the conference championship game. Just based on what I personally heard and how I interpreted what the committee chair said.
Even Clemson?
Well, Clemson's not in.
Have to win to get in.
Yeah, right. If you're already in right now.
Oh, okay, I got you. And you lose. I got you.
Like Texas, if they lose, they're still in. Georgia, if you lose to Texas, you should still be in. I think that's what I heard, but hey, who knows? The whole thing's stupid. Well, I would actually go back to the BCS, but for the 12-team playoff.
So this is what makes no sense.
I would have the computers do it.
This
seriously
is what makes no
leave
sense.
Leave the bias out.
This is the crazy thing. The way that the rankings go on a weekly basis, like if Georgia loses to Texas in the SEC championship game and finishes 10-3, but plays in the SEC championship game, based on what I'm looking at right now, they should be out of the playoff and Bama would stay in. They should be,
mm-hmm.
Because even though Bama beat them head-to-head.
They did.
However, both those teams would have losses in their last 5 games recency, and South Carolina has done nothing but win since October 1st.
They tell you that means nothing in the NCAA tournament selection committee. They tell you it means nothing. Now, clearly it means nothing. I've always argued that a game in December should not mean as much, the more I've thought about it, than a game towards the end of the year. What Pitt did last night, let's just bring it back to NCAA basketball. What they did last night, if they win 10 straight ACC games going into the ACC tournament, like, they're a different team.
Correct.
You don't allow teams the opportunity to get better. That kind of drives me nuts.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
It's sports!
It doesn't make any sense, but that's where we're at. I mean, that's where we're at. So, there's some subjectivity to it. That's just the way it is. You're not going to get around that.
That's why you got to have the BCS come back, but with the 12-team playoff. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. And the question, Pat, eggnog, yes or no?
Never had it.
Me neither. Would you ever hang out with me outside of the studio?
Of course, yeah.
What about over a nice cold glass of eggnog?
I would. Watching the 13-9 game.
Bang.
That actually still needs to happen.
Sure. I don't really enjoy watching that game. Until like the last minute.
Yeah, me neither. Did you brown out?
I was.
He blacked out.
I was in La La Land. Yeah. I was.
You ever seen his face on the still shot?
I was like,
no.
You gotta look it up.
I was out, and then I was all hopped up on meds too for an ear infection.
What?
Yeah, my ear bled the night before on the pillow. It was bad.
So you went up into Morgantown,
yeah,
a la Kurt Schilling, but you're bleeding from the ear.
I was probably, you know, I was pretty like in the clouds.
Do all you like guys from that game,
guys,
all you guys, I was going to use a pejorative, do all of, a lot of you, my friends, 2 of you, do you guys at like the Miami Dolphins pop champagne when the last team loses? Do you guys all like text each other on December 1st?
No, I not really.
I get texts from like donors and stuff.
Yeah, I get texts. I get texts from stuff, but I don't like tweet about it. But like, I mean, the Pitts lost 5 straight, so I wasn't really feeling it. So I kind of just read the room, if you will. But it's nice. It's nice to remember. It'll be cool in like 20 years. It's like 3 years from now.
Won't it be really cool that on September 13th, 9/13, next year, it'll be Rich Rod's first game, first important game back on that field. In the last important game on that field, he peed totally down his leg.
Against Pitt?
All right, coming up next. Pat, you said that you don't think that Russ is close to like Lamar Jackson, or excuse me, to
I didn't say that.
Josh Allen, to Patrick Mahomes. I think we do a little analysis. I think we talk quarterback coming up
next.
Let's
do it.
All right, let's do that. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 0% financing on all 24 Chevy EV models up to 60 months through January 3rd. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 37, low 21.